Hey everyone, welcome or welcome back to an episode of the Lifted Podcast. My name is Peyton. Happy Monday or whatever day you guys are listening to this. Hope you guys are having a great start of the week, and oh my gosh, does it feel so good to be back. Welcome to a new season of this podcast. I am so excited. If you guys follow me on other socials, or if you are just here, I'm so sorry for leaving you guys in the dark. But if you guys follow my other socials, you know a little bit about what's going on in my life, about a complete switch I've had in just my health and my take on the gym and lifting, and especially with nutrition. And I'm so excited to bring that over into this podcast, as well as, if you guys didn't notice, the cover art for this is lifted when the T is a cross. And that was kind of like a big goal of mine, is to share my faith with this podcast, whereas my social medias are a little bit more health oriented. This one, I kind of wanted to be able to express all of my loves and passions and things that lift me up. Granted, why it's called Lifted. So I wanted to talk about my faith more, and I wanted to talk about lifting, obviously, and nutrition, and just things that mindset, little tricks that lift me up. And I feel like it started to take a turn into a little bit more of just fitness and health. And I love that stuff, but I kind of wanted to make it a little bit more diverse, which is why I didn't make it a fitness-based title. I made it a very broad title in which I can talk about things that lift me in total. So very excited to bring a lot more of my faith into this podcast. God has been making so many moves in my life recently. So that's kind of what I'm going to do for today's episode, is kind of just bring you through where I've been, what's been up, and some deep thoughts that I've been having, I guess. But before we hop into it, if you guys could please give this podcast a positive rating and review. If you don't know, that is how these platforms actually show this podcast to people who have never seen it before. So the more positive ratings and reviews it gets, the more people this podcast can reach organically. As well as that, if you like this show and you want to see more of me, or if you just want to see my face, make sure you check out my other social medias. I've been back on YouTube. I have stayed consistent with TikTok and Instagram, so I'm pretty alive and active over on those platforms. So they're all in the show notes below, so it would mean the world to me if you want to check those out. All right, so Peyton, where have you been? Well, that's a great question. So I have not been keeping up with this pretty much since the start of my semester. If you guys didn't know, I got into the University of Florida, which was my dream college since I was a little girl. And by the time I got into like my mid-junior, pretty much my senior year of high school, I kind of decided that college wasn't something I wanted to do, and I didn't think it was necessary for what I wanted to do, where I wanted to do the online space and social media and online coaching. And I have much more of an entrepreneurial mindset, and I knew that I didn't need a degree for that. So my passion for school kind of just fell through my senior year. And then when I got into the University of Florida, it just felt like I had to accept it, because I don't know, it just felt like the right thing to do. Like, I've been dreaming of that school since I was little. And it's like what you're told. It's like, oh, you got to get into the best school because like it looks good. And then I started doing those classes and I realized I really didn't care and I didn't love what I was doing. And it was just kind of burning my time in a way that I didn't want to be spending it, which then led to me not being consistent with my podcast, me not being consistent with YouTube, with me just trying to throw up fast content on TikTok and Instagram. Because if you guys know something about me, is that as much as I love the online space and like this is what I want to do, I also really try to keep my screen time down. So here I was spending so much of my time doing schoolwork. The last thing I wanted to do when I finished my assignments was be on my computer and phone doing this stuff. So it's like when I would finish my school, I would just be outside. And I know that there was nothing wrong with that, but it kind of just completely took away my priority of what I actually should have been building this entire semester, rather than working for a degree that, first of all, my degree was health education and behavior, which is interesting in terms of what it means, which is like a lot of the fitness aspects. So it would have been a lot of anatomy and physiology and nutrition courses, as well as also the behavioral aspect of being a lot more psychology, which are three subjects that I am so passionate about and I absolutely love. So that's why I kind of chose that major. But then first semester, I had a algebra course, I had a sociology course, I had an elective course that was called nature spirituality and popular culture, and I will get into that class in a minute, but basically just classes that had nothing to do with anything I cared about. And I'm on a scholarship, so those classes cost my scholarship credits that I have. And I just think that that's so stupid because you only get so many. It's not like you get unlimited courses on a scholarship. It's per credit hour. So I'm using up these credit hours, and because like I'm not affording to go to the University of Florida, not on a scholarship. So it was just so stupid to me to be using my time and essentially money to do stuff that I did not care about. And then to get into my elective course that I had that I was talking about, my professor was a very big atheist and pushed his thoughts against Christianity very strongly in a way that just made me very uncomfortable and sad and nervous turning in assignments because I refused to bash Christianity in any sort of way. I refused. So I would always shine a positive light on my faith and Christianity as a total. And I don't think my professor necessarily loved that. So I didn't really do well in the class. So basically the end of the semester, he put out, you have to do a research paper. And I chose my topic, and it was a 2,000 word paper. And I chose the topic is spirituality linked to happiness. So are religious people happier? And is there a correlation or is it a causation? So I submitted the rough draft for that, and he kind of just left me notes saying like, oh, I just didn't link it back to the nature aspect and how it affects the environment, and I didn't link it to popular culture. So I expanded it, and I took my draft, and I wrote a whole paragraph about how Christianity and all that is good for the environment and how that links back to someone's happiness because like clean space, clean mind, all that good stuff. And then I also linked it to popular culture and like what's going on with spiritualities and popular culture between the like new age practices and like a new wave of Christianity that kind of takes away from the old school like Catholicism mindset that has been out there. And I submitted it. I hit everything that he wanted me to and hit over 2,000 words. And he gave me a 50% on the assignment. And this paper was worth 200 points. And for a little bit of perspective on that, his quizzes and tests were worth 10 points. So this paper was pretty much the entire class. And so it was an immediate fail. And the notes, all he left for me to get out of it was, this looks like something that was written for another class, so the best I can give you is a 50. And he said, it looks like from your rough draft, all you did was add some words. And I was just so in shock from that because, like, yeah, I added words from my rough draft because it was my rough draft and I needed to add words because you told me I needed to add more about nature and popular culture. So I'm not one to blame a teacher for grades. I'm not one to blame anything, but I genuinely believe that it had something to do with the fact that I put Christianity and religion in total. Like, I even talked about other religions and put it in a positive light because that's the only way I can think of, and I don't regret it at all. I would have never written anything negative about it in order to get a good grade because if God wanted me to do this, then he wouldn't, like, you know what I mean? So now I'm in a situation where I believe my scholarship is probably in jeopardy and I don't want to continue my degree. Another reason is my degree, the way that it is that you can't really do much with a health education behavior degree. It's simply an undergraduate degree. So what you can end up doing with it is adding another 2 years to get your psych major and becoming a therapist, or you can do another 4 years and go the med school route, which I am not doing. And from someone who is already burnt out after one semester and feels that it's getting in the way of what I actually want to do, I plan on dropping my courses and not continuing because another reason is I was doing this because it was free for me. And if this nature, spirituality, whatever professor put all of that in jeopardy, then I will not be continuing. Usually I would be a lot more upset by all of this, but I just feel, I already felt that God was calling me to do something so differently than the typical 4-year route. So I'm completely okay with this and honestly a little relieved because it's like now I have my reason on why I have to get out. So now we will be back to weekly podcasts, weekly YouTube videos, and putting out much better TikTok and Instagram content that I'm so excited for. And honestly, like I've already noticed a growth in especially my Instagram just since I've been starting to put out content that I actually care about again. So let's get into my new perspective on health, fitness, nutrition, all of it. If you guys have been following me for a little bit, you know that I was a hardcore gym girl, so I wanted so bad to be a gym bro, so I was lifting like 6 days a week, sometimes it would be seven, and I was just stocking up on like 200 grams of protein and trying to eat like as little amount of calories with all that, not paying attention to fat or carbs, and just protein was everything, loading up on powders and bars and pre-workouts and everything I could to just hit those protein goals and lift as much as I possibly could. And what ended up happening was it made me feel worse instead of better. And my body was just so exhausted. It was holding on to everything that it could. So I developed gut issues and I couldn't eat more than like 1700 calories without gaining weight again. And it was just this whole cycle of like my body was in survival mode because I wasn't getting the proper nutrients in it. And it wasn't until I got into the relationship that I am now and he was like, "Hey, and you're not eating fat." And I was like, "Yeah, no, why would I eat fat? Like fat is bad. Fat is fat, you know?" And then I learned that fat kind of controls all of your hormones. So all of my suffering with my period that I was going through was probably due to my lack of fat. So I was getting my period sometimes twice a month, really bad cramps, really, really bad mood swings and acne, and just really, really heavy periods as well. Sorry if that's TMI for any of the non-female listeners to this. I don't really care. I'm going to talk about hormones a lot. That's a big thing that I've been into. So you know, you're going to have to get used to me talking about periods and hormones because it's natural and it is so interesting to learn about. So I have basically fallen down a rabbit hole of holistic health, which is just natural, taking care of yourself, organic products. I have realized there are so many chemicals in what we're putting on and into our bodies, so many dyes and processed crap that is affecting our gut. It's affecting our brain. We are, as a whole society, being clouded in the brain and just linked to so many chronic illnesses, whether it be stuff like ADHD and depression and anxiety, as well as things like cancers from just the stuff that we are eating. I heard something the other day that completely changed my life, and it kind of has to do with my new way of thinking, and that is a healed patient is a lost customer. And it just really made me think about everything that we're prescribed as a whole. When you have a bad period, you're put on birth control, which is linked to depression and anxiety and weight gain and thyroid issues and infertility rates. And then you have to go on stuff for that. So then you're on depression medication, and then that's linked to a million things. And then you're put on anxiety meds. And then all of this stuff is just altering your brain chemistry, it's altering your bodily functions. Again, it's messing with your fertility, it's messing even more with your menstrual cycle, and it's just not good for us. But it is just pushed so much to be used that we don't even blink an eye anymore. So I want to make it my mission to use my platform to spread a light, to just not go with what everything society pushes, and to do research on things for ourselves, because there are so many things that I had no idea about, because that's kind of just what society told me. Same thing with like even something as little as fat. It's like you see the fat-free versions of things. You see egg whites versus the full egg. And egg whites is always linked as like the healthier alternative because it's lower in calorie. But the yolk is where all of the nutrients are and the fat. So it's just all of this stuff that, and like, oh my gosh, red meat is like linked to all diabetes and all this stuff. But like in reality, grass-fed beef is by far the healthiest thing that you can put in your body. There is nothing else out there that will give you more nutrients than grass-fed beef and beef products. So butter and raw milk and just beef, beef liver, ground beef, steak, all of it is so good for us. And just, it's been so put on the media and put in our minds that it is bad for us. So I don't want to sit here and talk forever, but Another thing is that within the gym, I learned that I am a girl, you know? I am not meant to train like a dude. I'm just not. More boys are on a 24-hour hormone cycle where their test drops and raises throughout the day. Females are on a 28-day cycle in which it changes by the day, by the week, and due to what we're eating and stuff like that, it can change everything. So this part of my life is honestly just me learning myself, my body, being in touch with God and nature and myself, and just kind of letting things be and going towards what I want regardless of what is right and wrong in the eyes of society. I understand a lot of backlash is going to come from people in my personal life when I don't continue my degree, but at this point, I don't really care because it's just, I was so burnt out and I know that I can make a living from online coaching and podcasting and social media and working as a trainer as I'm doing right now. And right now I'm part-time and I can change that and I can also do this stuff. And it's just, if something is on your heart, I beg you, please listen to it. If you're hearing God's whispers, that's it. Like, they're gonna be whispers. He's not gonna scream at you from heaven. Like, he's just not, like, you're not going to hear his voice booming loud and clear telling you what to do, but you're going to get little whispers. And the more you listen to him, the more you hear. So just keep an open heart and mind. And even if the other people in your life may not agree with what you're doing, just go after what you feel that you're called to do. And with all of that being said, I'm going to leave that episode right here. And here's to a brand new season of life and the podcast. And I'm so excited to share this with you guys. So make sure you follow along. It would mean the world to me if you guys support this show, support me on any social media platform. I'm not talking about the donations that I know are somewhere on here saying support the show. I mean, obviously that would mean the world to me, but I just mean, if you want to follow along, if you want to listen, if you want to share this podcast, leave a rating, review, follow my other socials, share those videos, anything like that. It would mean the absolute world to me as I try to grow and find my place on this platform. So thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys do something this week that lifts you or others up. And yeah, I will catch you guys next week. Bye.